Proclamation number 5339 dated the March 18th, 1952. Preventing the judgment through prayer? You humans would certainly be able to prevent the forthcoming judgment. You would be able to stop an act of destruction of this earth if you sincerely appealed to me for it. Yet with a prayer which is not merely voiced by the mouth but is deeply felt within your heart instead. However, such a prayer presupposes faith in me and you lack this faith. Although most people would have to admit this unbelief if they seriously gave account of their thoughts to themselves. Many people certainly still mention my name with their mouths but their hearts have had no knowledge of it for a long time already. For this reason you are incapable of a prayer that could persuade me to stop the announced judgment. Moreover, people don't believe in it either, and thus they do not use the grace of such a true prayer which alone would be able to change my will. And if I announce the forthcoming event so definitely then that is only because I am aware of people's state of faith and have known trouble from the start. I cannot forcibly change their will, but it turns to my adversary and totally away from me. Up to a certain limit I allow free rein to people's will, yet as soon as this limit is exceeded I will intervene and deny people any further opportunity to descend infinitely deeper. I know when I must put a stop to it, when I must break my opponent's power. Consequently, I also know how to remove people from his power and influence, and I know that banishment into hardest matter is far more advantageous and promising for the apostatized spirits than allowing people in this low state of mind to keep the old earth and thus also their life where they become complete devils through his influence. Furthermore, I have already approached every individual person in order to win him over for myself. Every single person had enough opportunities to turn to me in order to get to know me and to experience my fatherly love if he so wanted. Countless means were used by me. I coaxed them with words of love. I admonished and warned them through suffering and adversities. I came close to them in joy and pain. I spoke to them through a human mouth. I steered their thoughts to spiritual spheres. My adversary, however, won them over for himself through the world and its matter and they paid no attention to me apart from a few who recognized and loved me and who therefore need not fear the end either. But these people also know humanity's adversity during this time and they recognize the fact that at and why I will bring an end to an epoch which can only result in a lower spiritual state and never in a change for the better, in faith and in spiritual advancement. Through profound faith and heartfelt prayer you could certainly achieve a lot, yet you only desire the world and its possessions, and therefore you will perish because the time has come. Amen.